വെൽക്കം ടു ടേക്ക് എ പോസ് വിത്ത് മീ വരുൺ ഡുഗിരാല. യുനോ, വെൻ എവർ ഐ ടോക്ക് ടു സംവൺ അബൌട്ട് ഹൗ ഐ ബീൻ ത്രൂ ദി അപ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഡൗൺസ് ആൻഡ് ദി ട്വിസ്റ്റ്സ് ആൻഡ് ടേൺസ് ഓഫ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ഫ്യൂ ഇയേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ദി പാൻഡമിക്, ഐ ഓഫൻ ഗോ ടു സ്റ്റോയിസിസം. ആൻഡ് ടു ബി ഓണസ്റ്റ്, ഐ വാസന്റ് എ ഹ്യൂജ് കൺസ്യൂമർ, ഓർ റദർ ഐ വാസന്റ് എ ഹ്യൂജ് ഫോളോവർ ഓഫ് എനി ഫോം ഓഫ് ഫിലോസഫി ഇൻ ലൈഫ്. ഐ വാസ് ടു സ്റ്റക്ക് ഇൻ what it meant to kind of go through the cycle of life, to go through, you know, everything that work brought with it, life brought with it. We were all so used to that, being on that small wheel and running up and down, going round and round, which is what our personal lives, work lives, and everything else was. And then suddenly the world stopped. And a lot of it didn't really make sense. A lot of what we were going through, what we were seeing around us, how helpless we all felt, how none of us could really figure out what was under our control, right? And that's when I came across something called the Daily Stoic. It's a YouTube channel run by someone called Ryan Holiday. And as I dug into it and as it resonated with me in so many ways, I went ahead and bought his book. The first book of his I bought was a book called The Daily Stoic. And The Daily Stoic was one meditation in stoicism per day for the year. Felt like baby steps to try and figure out what was going on. And I thought, I talked to you guys about five specific pages from this book that have deeply resonated with me, have given me a lot of value, and I'm hoping will give you as much value as well. So let's go to the first one. It's actually the first page, and the passage is actually by the ancient Stoic called Epictetus. And he says, the chief task in life is simply this, to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals, not under my control, and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Where then do I look for good and evil? You know, not to uncontrollable externals, but within myself, to the choices that are my own. And this really kind of came down to it. So the whole point of Stoicism, I think the core fundamental of Stoicism in so many ways, is to focus on the things that are under your control. And in a world which is constantly seeming like it's out of control, what really worked for me was to kind of say, okay, what are the things I could control? I could control what was happening in my house and virtually helping out people who were in my organization and friends and family. That's all I had under my control. So, and that's what I stuck to. And just sticking to this core value suddenly made the strain of the world and everything that was going through far smaller. And every time I kind of feel overwhelmed by what's going on in the world, I kind of go back to this. It gives me a level of control, gives me a level of calmness to approach everything that the world's throwing at us. Number two is by Marcus Aurelius from his book Meditations. And he says, your mind will take the shape of what you frequently hold in thought, for the human spirit is colored by such impressions. You know, we all have a tendency to go deep into everything, right? You know, if you're stuck in a problem, you want to focus only on the problem. If you have something kind of going on in your life, in a relationship, in a friendship, in anything, you really just get stuck into that. You only think about that. You obsess over it all the time. You know, you're often told about how you need to obsess over the problems in your life. But maybe for you to truly be able to move ahead, to be able to find a solution, to find the positive step ahead, or finding the right step ahead, not even positive, it demands you to not be obsessive about it. I mean, that's what I really got of this thing. You shouldn't color your thoughts and you know, you shouldn't rant. You shouldn't kind of go to someone and say, okay, let's go rant it out, go vent it out. That makes you go deeper into it. The way is to actually go in the opposite direction, saying, what can I do from here? And what way do I go from here? Let's think of that. Let's not think of things that you'll get stuck into almost like quicksand and not really get out of. Number three, this is Epictetus again. Show me someone sick and happy, in danger and happy, dying and happy, exiled and happy, disgraced and happy. Show me, by God, how much I'd like to see a Stoic. But since you can't show me someone that's perfectly formed, at least show me someone actively forming themselves. So inclined in this way, show me. You know, if you look at this, and this is a bit of a tricky one, right? You can't look at life as being final. No goal is final. Nothing you want to achieve is final. You are always a work in progress. You're always someone who is working towards something, is doing something, is moving ahead. You're never really going to arrive somewhere. And I think that realization is important, because oftentimes we get obsessed over where we want to reach. And when we get obsessed about where we want to reach, we don't actually spend as much time looking around, seeing what's happening in the world around us. And that is so crucial, right? We miss out on so much because we're so focused on the end goal. But if you realize that, you're never really going to get there. You know, there'll always be some other goal. There'll always be something else you have to do. There'll always be somewhere you have to move towards. So goalposts shift, but what doesn't change is the journey. And so in many ways, we just focus on that. You focus on the fact that you are always going to be a work in progress. You'll be a lot more peaceful and content to whatever extent we can be. By Epictetus again. You can bind up my leg, but not even Zeus has the power to break my freedom of choice. This is such a core fundamental thing, right? No matter how bad a state you're in, no matter what level of privilege you find yourself, no matter what state of mind, what state of being, or what place you find yourself, the one core thing that makes us human is that we all have a choice. It might be terrible choices. It might be choices where you're like, okay, this doesn't feel like a choice. I know there's only one choice there, but there is, right? Everything is a yes or a no. Everything is a left or a right. Everything is, you have, and it's not just two choices. You have multiple choices at most times. So if you look at life and realize that it's just filled with these choices, you realize that you hold the power. Because what you do, the steps you take, no matter what is thrown at you, is your choice. No one can take away that from you. No one can take away the fact that the choice is yours. You hold it in your hands. So whenever you feel like the world's pushing you down, when you feel like, oh my God, I have no control over my life, remember, you do have control. You have the control, you have the ability to make choices that lead you ahead. And no matter how small those choices might be, no matter how tough they might be, in many ways they really are your power. Okay, last one. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones. By Epictetus again, I seem to have an affinity to Epictetus. Don't seek for everything to happen as you wish it would, but rather wish that everything happens as it actually will. Then your life will flow well. Now, this is based on a concept called amor fati. And amor fati is something I deeply resonate with, because it's a love of fate. We spend a large part of our lives wanting things to happen a certain way. And when they don't happen a certain way, you curse what's happening. You sit in that, you're angry about how the past has gone. You know, you feel like disappointed about where the future will go. But whatever has to happen will happen. All you can do is to embrace it. Say, okay, fine, this is what's happened to me in my life. This is what has gone on. And what I'm actually going to do is right now sit here, embrace the fact that this is what's happened in my life, and just find a way to use that as a stepping stone for me to move ahead, and not just move ahead in a bad way. Because every obstacle in many ways is an opportunity. So if life has thrown something at you, which isn't a gift and it's an obstacle, make that your opportunity. Flip that around. And think about, I go back to what I started with. Think of the last couple of years, right? We've been hit by one of the biggest obstacles in recent human history. But so many saw it as an opportunity to better themselves, better the world around them, better their businesses, better just how they are as families, as better their relationships. And that's what you can always do as long as you make sure. And it's not about a positive frame of mind. It's about an accepting frame of mind. If you accept what has happened to you, because oftentimes we don't accept what's happened enough. Once you accept that, you get clarity. You aren't holding on to anger or disappointment. You're just holding on to something that's letting you take the next step. So I hope these five pieces have resonated with you as much as they have with me. This book has so many more, literally 366 of them. And I definitely suggest pick it up because it's a great... it used to be my nightly exercise. I still keep it on my bedside and I pick it up every night, flip to a random page and just read it. And Ryan has a great way to distill it down. I don't know if I've done justice to how well he distills it down in the book and his YouTube, his Instagram, everywhere that he's present. And he's written a ton of books on Stoicism, which I would really recommend you pick up if this kind of thought process, this kind of philosophy resonates with you. And that's it for this episode of Take a Pause. I hope this rang a bell of some sort. And speaking of bells, if you're listening to this on the podcast, then I hope you hit subscribe on the show. Please do share it with someone who will get value from it. And more than anything else, see how you can use any of these or anything beyond that to truly help you in your life so you can move ahead the right frame of mind.